containers last November. With return to grab and go only dining, they have returned to single-use plastic containers until further notice, according to Claus. So the thing is, all this stuff is just being thrown out and piles of it every day. And it's all in these, like, DeWitt dumpsters. And that's not going to be very environmentally friendly, you know. I just don't know about it. Also, Somerville just got recognized as one of the 95 global climate action leaders, according to the Carbon Disclosure Project. It's a worldwide thing, ranking Somerville as just one of 95 cities around the globe working transparently to stave off the effects of climate change in 2021. So fewer than 10% of the cities scored in CDP were listed in the charity's A-list. Boston and Lexington, Massachusetts also, by the way, made that list as well. So very, very exciting stuff. And, you know, hopefully in the future years, it'll be a little bit more than just 95 cities in the whole world. You're listening to WMF.
Oh. This is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
My name is Spencer Walsh. It is 12:01 here on WMFO in Medford. And now, let's get you up to date with what has been going on in the world. President Joe Biden has planned a rapid Supreme Court push as Stephen Breyer announced his departure just a few days ago. A reflection, many say, according to the Washington Post here, of the high-stakes environment of the campaign and pressure to move quickly in today's political, you know, pressure cooker. Appearing with the retiring Justice Stephen G. Breyer in the White House, President Biden on Thursday renewed his pledge to put a black woman on the high court, saying it's, quote, long overdue, and adding, I will nominate a historic candidate, someone who's worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy. His retirement was expected, though the timing was uncertain, and officials said the search for replacement was already underway. Biden's been reviewing the biographies of potential nominees for at least a month, and aides have been in touch with outside groups that are assembling a list of prospective picks. A second version of Omicron is apparently on the move, you know, just, you know, the last thing you want to hear, I know, but it doesn't need to be too much to worry about. It's called Omicron BA2, and this week scientists detected cases of it in several U.S. states, including California, Texas, and Washington, according to NPR. It doesn't seem like it's that much to worry about. Seeing it's possibly 1% to 3% more contagious than the other one, don't really know too much about it. And, you know, the question is, how lethal will it be? So it's going to be interesting to watch. Also, some pretty big news. The federal judge has canceled massive oil and gas lease in Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico, citing the climate crisis for probably one of the first times. And finally, NASA has found over 5,000 potential alien worlds. That concludes my time. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. Thank you very much. I'll be back in the air next week sometime. It's been a real pleasure.
I'm fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
tiny little hands.
Because the man in the tinfoil hat is sitting on the throne tonight. It kind of feels like a coup d'etat, but it's gonna be you shoot, world. Cause the man and all that, cause the man in the tinfoil hat is tweeting like a teenage girl. He puts the Pluto in Pluto's hat, cause we better be used, because the man in the tinfoil hat is sitting on the throne tonight.
He's
said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back to
find. To a simpler place and time. Oh, yes. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pined all his hopes, and he even sold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said he would. Oh, oh, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh.
Guess he's gonna be right
yeah.
by his side.
And I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to
leaving
Georgia.
Kubo,
what have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I got all the shine, I just hang.
because I just ain't got the means. I just ain't got the means.
Because Roses are red and violets are blue. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driving knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Come on, flash. Music comes a pouring out of speakers in the car. Hydrant spraying skin, breaking, dancing in the bar. Here she comes, strutting down. Watch those heads go spin around. She gets a whiplash as she walks past. Summer's made for watching. Watch them, give them whiplash. Whiplash.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.